today.
Bab Dada. Is seeing his
Parvatam. Pyar ke patra.
Children who are filled with the love of the Supreme Being. Who are set on the seat of their self-honor. He is seeing those children. All the children are set on their seat. However, there are some children who are set in the stage of concentration. And there are some children who in their thoughts are slightly upset. According to the present time, Bab Dada, wishes to see each child in a concentrated state, set in their stage of self-honor, and wishes to see all the children in this form. All children also wish to be stable in the stage of concentration. You know, the many varieties of your self-honor,
Chandivir.
you also think about this. However, in your concentration, there is some fluctuation. You are not continuously able to hold steady in the stable stage. This is your experience. And this stage, something you want. But why is it only sometimes? What is the reason? You are insufficient in continuously being attentive. Be aware of the list of your forms of self-honor, which is very big. First, most prominent aspect of your self-honor is that you would remember that you are the direct children of the Father whom you have been remembering for so long.
Number one.
You are his number one children. Has found you children who are the few among many. He searched for you in so many places and made you his own. from all the five continents. The Father has, in a direct way, made you into His children. This is an extremely high caliber of your self-honor. The Creator of the world. Has made you into His first creation. You are aware that this is your self-honor. Together with Himself, Bab Dada, has made you children. Into the ancestors of all the souls in the world. You are the world ancestors. You are the worship-worthy ones. Dada has made each child into the form of the foundation of the world and the one who uplifts the world. Do you have this intoxication, or is it only sometimes? Does it sometimes reduce? Think about it. The most valuable of all. Which is the most valuable throne in the entire Kalpa, which no one else can achieve. That is the throne of the Supreme Soul. The crown of light. And the tilak of awareness has been given to you by the Supreme Soul. Are you aware about exactly who you are and what your self-honor is? Is the intoxication of this rising? Within the entire self, within the entire cycle, this is the most valuable of all. there are valuable thrones, but the throne of the heart of the Supreme Being. Has been achieved by you, children. Bhaktada also sees the child who is the last number. As in the form of the angel who is becoming a deity. At a moment you are Brahman, and the Brahman becomes the angel. And then the angel becomes the deity. This is what you are becoming. Do you know your self-honor? Because Bap Dada knows that because of forgetting your self-honor, you come under the influence of the body, you come into arrogance of the body, and then you become disturbed. And when Bap Dada sees this, this body consciousness or this influence of the body, then he also sees how much distress there is. All of you are experienced in this. You must remain in the prestige of your self-honor. But avoid going away from that into disturbance, because you are aware of those two stages. Bap Dada sees that the majority of all of you children have become well aware of the knowledge, but you have not become full in power. You have not become powerful, but only to a percentage, not fully in your power.
Bap
Bap Dada. Has given to each and every child. All of his treasures. He has made you into the child who becomes the master. He has given all the treasure to everyone. Not more or less to some, because the treasure is unlimited. It is a huge treasure, uncountable. Therefore, each child has been made into the unlimited child who becomes the unlimited master. Now you must check yourself. He is not a limited father, he is the unlimited father, and the treasure is unlimited. And so therefore you also have an unlimited amount. And it is continuous all the time. Or does it sometimes get stolen? Or does it get lost? Why is Baba drawing your attention to this? Do not be distressed, but remain set in the seat of your self-honor. Do not be upset. For 63 births, you have experienced being upset. Do you wish to be upset anymore? Are you not tired of being distressed? Now remain in your self-honor. That means remain in your most elevated prestige and honor. Why? How much time has already passed? also recognize yourself. That means recognize your self-honor and hold steady in the stage of your self-honor. According to time, now, the word always must come into your practical life. It's not about underlining the word, but underline it in your practical life. It's a good idea to be this. I will be this. I am working on this. And it will happen. These are not the words that are suitable of an unlimited child who is an unlimited master. Now from the heart of each one, these unlimited words should emerge. Whatever I had to attain, I have attained it. Not I am achieving it. The children of the unlimited father cannot say such words. The ones who have the unlimited treasure, you have achieved it. Since you have achieved the unlimited father and you have said, Mera Baba, my Baba, and you have accepted, you know, you have accepted . So this is the unlimited word, I have attained. Because Bab Dada knows that you children because of sometimes being in your self-honor, you also recognize the importance of time and keep this in your awareness. But sometimes it is reduced. The self-honor, the one self-honor, the one is self-honor, and the second thing is the importance of time. You are not ordinary. You are the ancestors. Behind each one of the souls of the world. You are the support of each soul of the world. Think about it. If you come into fluctuation, then what would be the condition of the souls of the world? They would be unstable. Do not think that those who are named as Maharatis are the ones who are the foundation and upholders of the souls of the world. If there are new ones, because today many new ones have come, are you new? Anyone who has accepted from their heart that this is my Baba, you have accepted this. So all those who have come new for the first time, put your hands up. You accept it, you know, you accept this is my Baba. Raise your hands high. So the new ones are putting their hands up and the old ones are very pukka. Anyone who has accepted from their heart that this is my Baba and Baba has also accepted this is my child. That means he is responsible for all of you. Why? Since you have said that I am a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari, are you a Brahma Kumar or Kumari, or a Shiv Kumar or Kumari, or are you both? No matter what, you are now bound to Baba. And you have received the crown of responsibility. Have you received that? So, the brothers, have you also received the crown of responsibility? I hope you do not feel that it is heavy. It is a light crown, isn't it? Anyway, it is a crown of light, and light itself is so weightless. You must keep in your attention the importance of the present time. Time is not going to come after asking you. Even now, there are some children who say, we are thinking. And we should have some idea of how much more time we have. Are there 20 years or 10 years to go? We should get some indication of how much time is available, but Bab Dada says, forget about the final time of destruction. Do you know the date of the destruction of your current body? Is there anyone here who knows that they're going to leave the body on such and such a date? Is there anyone like that? And nowadays, there are many instances of offering bhog to the souls of Brahmins who have left their bodies. There is no guarantee for the duration of your life, and therefore, you must understand the importance of time. This is a very short age, and its duration is very short. But it is the age in which there is the greatest of all possible achievements. Because the greatest of the great father comes during the period of this very short, small age, and he does not come in the other ages of long duration. This is the short age in which you can sow the seed for the duration of the entire kalpa. This is the time to sow that seed. Whether you are going to achieve the kingdom of the world, or whether you are going to become a worship-worthy deity, this is the time for sowing the seed for the entire kalpa. And it is the time to achieve a double fruit. At this time you receive the fruit of your bhakti, and you also receive the evident fruit of your present efforts. One moment you perform a pure action, and immediately you receive the fruit of that, and you also will receive this in the future. Have you ever seen such a situation in the entire kalpa? Is there any other age where you can have this? Because this is the time when the father has placed on the palm of the hand of every child the greatest of all great gifts. So do you remember the gift you have been given? You have been given the fortune of the kingdom of heaven in the palm of your hand. You have been given the gift of heaven in the new world. It has been given into the palm of the hand of each child. There is nobody who can give anyone such a great gift, and there is no other time when such a gift can be given. It is at this time that you receive it. At this time, you,
Master,
become the Master, Almighty Authorities. There is no other age when you achieve the status of a Master, Almighty Authority. So therefore, you must remain stable and concentrated in your self-honor, and you must recognize the importance of time. Remember the self and remember the time. The prestige of yourself and the importance of the time. Do not be careless in this. If you become careless at this time, there will be a great deal of loss of your attainment. Because as much as you move forward to that extent, one aspect of carelessness is everything is very good, I will reach, we will get there, we will see, we will not be left behind, it will happen. This is an attribute of carelessness, and it is a royal form of laziness. Carelessness and laziness. The word later on is a sign of laziness, and the word now is a sign of the immediate donation, which is the great charity, the great punya, pure karma. So Bab Dada, is drawing your attention to this. During this season, do not move away from your self-honor and do not forget the importance of the time.
Alert.
Remain alert, clever and careful. Because Baba loves you so much. When you love someone, then if you see any weakness in them, you cannot bear to see that. So Bab Dada, has told you that even the last child is the most beloved to Baba because he is Baba's child. So now during this season that is running currently, though this is the time where the people from India are meeting Baba, but the double foreigners are not less. Bab Dada has seen that there is no turn when the double foreigners are not present. This is the wonder of the double foreigners. So please, double foreigners, put up your hands. You see how many there are. There is a special time for the double foreigners, but even now, see how many there are. So congratulations to all of you. Welcome to Baba's house and congratulations to all of you. Did you hear what you have to do? What is all the things that you have to do during this season? I have given you your homework. Realize yourself. Realize yourself for yourself. Do not realize someone else. And make yourself into real gold. Because Baba understands that whoever has said, "My Baba," they will go with Baba. They will not go in the procession behind Baba. Together with Bab Dada, you have held on to the hand of Srimat and you will go with Baba. And together with Brahma Baba, you will come into the first kingdom at the beginning of the Golden Age. You enjoy the beginning. You enjoy the new house. Even after a month, it will be called 1 month old. but a new house. The new world. The new ways. The new customs. The new civilization. And you will come into that kingdom together with Brahma Baba. All of you do say that you have a lot of love for Brahma Baba. So what is the sign of that love? You will be with him, you will go with him, and you will come back again with him. This is the proof of love. Do you like this? To live with him, to go with him, and to come back with him. Do you like this? Do you like it? So if there's something you like, you're not going to let it go. So each child understands the implication of the love of the father, and that is that they will go with him. They will not go behind or later. If something is left out and not accomplished, then you will be held back in the kingdom, in the place of Dharmaraj. And then you will not be going hand in hand with Baba, but you will come later on. What do you enjoy better? You want to be with him, don't you? So you have a firm commitment, you have a firm promise that you will go with him, or will you come later on? You can see everyone is putting their hands up for this. Baba is happy seeing your hands up waving, but you have to take up the hand of Srimad. Put up the hand of Srimad. Shri Baba doesn't have any hands, and the soul of Brahma Baba also doesn't have any hands, and you will not have your physical hands either, but you must take hold of the hand of Srimad and go with Baba. You will go with him, won't you? Will you go? Will you go? So wave your hands that you will go. This is good. You are waving your hands. Bab Dada wishes that not a single child gets held back and comes later. Bab Dada wishes everyone to come with him. But you will have to remain ever ready. Acha. Now, Bab Dada, it is looking at the register of the children from all four corners. You have made a promise. You have fulfilled that promise. That means that you have taken up the benefit. Don't just make a promise, but you must take up the profit through that promise. Acha. Now. All of you. Will make a firm, determined thought. You will hold steady in the firm, determined thought. Stay in that stage. That it has to be done. That you have to go with Baba, together with Baba. Now you must make this firm commitment to yourself and sit in that stage of commitment. Don't say it's a good idea to do it, but you will definitely do it. Now what is to be done? It is the service turn of Rajasthan. Whoever has come for service should all stand up. You came to help. At least half the class is of those who have come to help. To give help is not a matter of giving cooperation, but it is a matter of receiving many, many blessings, because whoever you serve they become happy, and those who become happy automatically bless you. It emerges naturally. So you have accumulated so many blessings. Rajasthan is instrumental. You have received this golden chance to accumulate the wealth of pure karma, punya karma. Rajasthan has the easy intoxication. That Bab Dada has come to Rajasthan. Because Bab Dada liked Rajasthan. Okay, you can sit down. Now the double foreigners, stand up. There are many on this side. So double effort is going on among the double foreigners. One is the effort of service, and the other is the effort for personal progress. And it is a good title, Double Foreigners, because you are doing double service. All of you are doing this individually. All of you are individually doing double service. It's not that at one time you're doing one type of service or another time the other type of service, or are they going on together? Those who think that both forms of service of the self and the service of others, they are going on together. Whoever are the souls, you are serving them and you are serving yourself at the same time. Put your hands up if you think it's going on, both of them together. So the majority of you are past in this question. And you are moving forward at a good speed. Do you feel this? and you are moving forward well. Because according to the present time, at one time, it is necessary to do double service. Service of the world and service of the self. In the entire world, you must spread the rays of happiness and peace. Okay, you can sit down. This Murli was of the 16th of November 2006. Baba has filled us with blessings. We have the firm, determined thought. And now we will listen to Dadi Janki. Please continue to sit. Today, very loving and powerful drishti of Bap Dada. Baba has filled all of us, and now we will listen to Dadi Ji. Dadi Janki Ji. Om Shanti. My brothers and sisters, Om Shanti. You can see everyone is in the flying degree. Baba has told us very sweet things, and whatever we heard, Baba has said, make sure that you become clear, your time is profitable, and what should we do according to time, how should we be? Baba gave us drishti also, and carried us far away through his eyes, And so we are free from all these concerns. Baba, your drishti has done a miracle. What shall I say? How shall I say it? This is a huge gathering here. Everyone is sitting in Baba's remembrance, and there is nothing else in our minds except Baba's remembrance. There is the power of remembrance and the fruit of yoga. There is nothing else except the remembrance of one Baba who is sitting in front of us. He is here, isn't he? He is so wonderful. Now I think Nirvair Bhai is also going to say something, and Ratan Mohini Daddy is going to speak to us. We also give, Daddy Gulzar is watching from Bombay, and so we must ask Daddy how she is. Daddy, did you see how Baba filled all of us?
Thank you, Daddy.
So thank you, Daddy Gulzar. Thank you. That through your vehicle of your body you have served so much, and you have enabled us to experience Bab Dada, and we do not have the feeling of missing Baba. And so, my beautiful Daddy Gulzar, you are not less. Om Shanti. Now we will hear from Brother Gulzar, but for Daddy Gulzar, let us just give her thanks with our hands, put our hands together. She is with us, and she continues to give everyone the experience of Baba. And it is wonderful how she is with us, and through Baba we're able to meet, through Daddy Gulzar we're able to meet Baba. You will get Toli. Now we'll listen to Brother Nirbhar.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Param Priya.
Most beloved.
Avyakt Bap Dada ke.
Avyakt Bap Dada's.
Naino ke Noore Ratno.
Beautiful stars of his eyes, jewels of his eyes, beloved brothers and sisters. In a special way this time.
Rajasthan.
It is Rajasthan. And from the zone of Rajasthan, all the brothers and sisters, and together with them, there is Chhattisgarh and Indore. They are also instruments for serving during this turn. And Baba's very close souls, beloved
Dadi
Ji,
Mohini Ben,
Muni Ben,
Jenti Ben, Videsh se padare hue.
Those who have come from foreign RCs, countries, the RCs who are up on stage, and there are others who are sitting in the audience, the instrumental brothers and sisters,
Peace of Mind channel ke dwara,
and through Peace of Mind channel and other channels,
desh, videsh mein,
in this land and abroad, Everyone is watching and listening to this event, the meeting with Avyakt Bab Dada. I think everyone must have been very well refreshed through this.
Baba
made it very firm that through firm determination we must move our effort forward and not allow it to be slow and weak. And for this, in a very good way, he made us practice the drill. And together with that, gave us an experience that truly Baba is indeed talking to us and giving us the meeting through the eyes. Nobody could feel that this is a Murli of this many years in the past. And by the account of today, most beloved Dadi Gulzar is being seen in that form, and everyone has the desire that Dadi would be healthy like this and come to Madhuban. Daddy, come very soon, because everyone would love to meet you here.
Neelu Ben,
think about this. Set the date for bringing Daddy Gulzar, because now the cold days are finished in Shantivan. And we are using fans. Today, all of us who are sitting in this diamond hall from different parts of India and different parts of the world are so fortunate. There are very few moments like this in our lives when such a big gathering of brothers and sisters are sitting in one thought, remembering just one Baba and none other. And in everyone's heart, there is love for Baba, love for the Self, and love for everyone in this godly family, extreme love. And because of this, no matter how big the gathering is, but everyone is sitting comfortably. Everyone asked themselves in the morning class, and everybody said, we're all very comfortable. We're staying comfortably, and other than Baba and Baba's knowledge and Baba's remembrance, there is nothing else here. All of us have the speciality of being jnani souls, and we have the shield of knowledge and yoga. In the world there are many problems, many varieties of difficulties are coming, and in the midst of all of that, at this time in Bharat, everyone knows that the circumstances are a little stressful, and there was terrorist activity on the border with Pakistan, and this has created disturbance throughout the country. But what should Baba's children think in their minds? in order to protect the borders. The Indian Army is there, attentive, in a powerful and brave form. But within India, the society is being given peace and love by the Brahma Kumaris, and everyone is being encouraged to live together in love and peace. And this internal power can be very powerful and is very powerful. And for this, Baba's instruction is, and according to the time, all of us must make our stage so elevated and pure, always humble, and living together comfortably through the experience of the avyakt stage, keeping the mind with avyakt Bap Dada and Shiv Baba, spreading light and might. Not only throughout India, but serving the entire world in this. The present time requires this kind of service, and whether this happened or that happened, this many people died, we must go beyond all those things, because Baba has given us this duty to spread peace and establish peace over the entire world, and together with that, to keep our stage, as Baba had said today, what is the heart's desire of Baba is to make your stage the most elevated and pure, and in the future have the thought of being the one who will have the double crowned. This is the time, and if you lose this time, then every kalpa you will also lose this time. So be attentive on this, now or never. Baba has said we must inculcate this. If not now, then it will not happen. And so to all brothers and sisters, special congratulations for today.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. एक अनाउंसमेंट है इसके बाद दादी रतन मोहिनी जी
दादी रतन मोहिनी इज गोइंग टू स्पीक टू अस
आदरणीय दादी जी से हम दादी रतन मोहिनी जी से वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति आवाज ही नहीं निकलता है आप सबका
एवरीवन शुड से ओम शांति
बड़े प्रेम से बोलो ओम शांति यह ओम शांति महावाक्य
ओम शांति इज अ पावरफुल वर्ड इट शुड रिमेन ऑलवेज इन आवर रिमेंबरेंस And we must stay steady in the meaning of it. Om means I am that pure soul who is always in the form of happiness and peace, bliss. Make yourself firm in this.
प्रेम से
that with bliss and love we meet each other, congratulate each other, and celebrate in happiness. Baba has given us this treasure of happiness which cannot be erased, it cannot be stolen. The treasure of the Father is always with us, and Baba is always with us. Have this faith, make it firm, and on this basis move forward as if Baba is moving us forward. Keep in Baba's remembrance, remember Baba's teachings, and see each other in this drishti with happiness. Keep Baba's remembrance in such a way that when you meet someone, they should also remember Baba. So let us stay in the remembrance of Baba and remind everyone else of Baba. And bring everyone to Baba. Om Shanti. Now the Madhur Vani group will sing a song which is about how lucky we all are, because we meet the Father who knows that the ocean of peace is here in Shantivan. Then we will listen to Brother Brijmohan. Make sure you get your toli.
तालियों के साथ प्यारे बाबा को धन्यवाद दें।
Shanti Sagar Chalta Hai। बहुत सुंदर अभी आदरणीय ब्रजमोहन भाई अपनी शुभकामनाएं हम सभी के समक्ष रखेंगे और उसके पश्चात
Now we will listen to Brother Brijmohan.
4 March ko hai us avsar par.
Shivratri is on the 4th of March.
God of Gods.
And the film God of Gods is going to be shown in the cinemas throughout India. And we're going to show you a trailer of that.
अपने cities में God of Gods film dikhana chahte hain
and anyone who wants to see the film in their cities they can connect with the Shantivan film division office now brother Brijmohan
om shanti
om shanti
om shanti om shanti हम सब बहन भाई
All of us brothers and sisters how many are there of us We are so refreshed
जब प्यारे बाप दादा ने
Because beloved बाप दादा
हमारे सम्मान की
reminded us of our self honor
Baba
said
आप साधारण नहीं हो
You are not ordinary
आप जिसको युगों से याद करते रहे
यू हैव बीन रिमेम्बरिंग द फादर फॉर सेवरल एजेस एंड नाउ यू आर हिज डायरेक्ट चिल्ड्रन बाबा सेज
परमात्मा तख्त पे बिठाया
आई हैव प्लेस्ड यू चिल्ड्रन ऑन द हार्ट ऑफ माय थ्रोन आई हैव गिवन यू द क्राउन ऑफ लाइट एंड द तिलक ऑफ अवेयरनेस And it is only in this small age of the confluence age that the father comes and places his children on such an elevated seat of self-honor. Baba has said, the master, the title of Master Almighty Authority is received only at the time of the confluence age. And so always set yourself on this seat of self-honor. If you come off this seat, you will get distressed. Secondly, Baba has said, we have to be aware of the importance of time. It is only at this period of time that we can sow the seed for our future. And as much as we will sow seeds at this time, those children who will go with me or will you be those who will be left behind you will like to come with me so remember it's not about a physical hand the soul will have no physical hand nor will Brahma Baba's soul or Shri Baba but we have the hand of Srimat through which we will go and we will be with Baba in the golden age Baba gave us many teachings and refreshed us so much and we feel that the Rajasthan zone is all sitting here the double foreigners are here and we are here now as we were at that time and when Baba says put your hand up then everybody puts their hand down and so it's as if this is current and we're not feeling that we're listening to a murli from the past we all know that Dadi Gulzar who had given her body for the children for 50 years and we are very grateful to Dadi everyone wants to meet her here everyone is desiring that and we think that if Neelu Ben is seeing this video she will be aware that we have this desire and she will bring Dadi
शांति वन से اب سردی چلی گئی ہے
بیکاز دا کولڈ ہیز گون.
اگر کیمرے والا ساری سبا کے اوپر کیمرہ گھماتا کہ کسی نے بھی میرے سوائے گرم شال نہیں پہنا,
وی کین سی دیٹ نو بڈی از ویئرنگ a warm shawl, so they will be convinced that it's warm enough. Now the film of God and God, God of Gods, the trailer will be shown, and it will be released on the 4th of March, which is Shivratri, from Delhi. It will go in Bombay, and if you want to talk to your PVR cinema, it will be shown in your town.
इस वैज्ञानिक अवधारणा ने कि हमारे पूर्वज बंदर थे हमें काफी स्वार्थी और हिंसक बना दिया है, मगर वास्तविकता ये है कि हम एक सर्वाधिक सभ्य और दिव्य सभ्यता के वंशज हैं।
So we are not descended from apes, but we come from a divine civilization.
ہزاروں وش پورو جب ہم اپنی چیتنا کی سروچ دیویہ اوستھا سے نیچے اتر آئے تب ہم نے کھوج آرمبھ کی ان سبھی مہانتم وسمرت ستیہ
نراکار جیوتیرلنگ دیوا شیو
وشوناتھ
وشو کے سبھی دھرموں کے گرنتھوں میں ایک سوتر سمان ضرور ہے کہ ایشور دیویہ پرکاش ہے, وے ہم سبھی کے پرم پتا ہے.
Regardless of the religion, we are all brothers.
ہندو ایشور کو ایک انڈاکار شیلا کے روپ میں پوجتے ہیں جسے شیولنگ
یا جوتیرلنگ کہتے ہیں,
ارتھات جوتی سوروپ. دیووں کے بھگوان, اجن ماں کا جنم,